This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hour number two of VSiN Prime Time, and don't adjust your television screens. This is live. It is June 5th, but we got the crew here like it's a Thursday night for football. We got a guess who's going to score the first touchdown tonight. Maybe we could guess on who will score the first bucket. I don't know. We got the crew. Derek Stevens, owner and CEO of Circa and Circa Sports. The legend from the ice, Banksy, Darren Banks, and Wilbo, the man that runs things at Stadium Swim and here at the Circa Sportsbook. Gentlemen, God, it feels good. It feels good to have everyone back. You know, I've been doing the college football podcast. I'm starting to get geared up. We got Circa Survivor and Circa Millions announced. The Grandissimo. Before we know it, we're going to be talking football, Derek. It's going to be it's right here. It's on the tip of our fingertips. Oh, by the way, we got a little road trip coming. It was announced on this show last year. We had the owner of Rocco's in studio with all of us. And it felt like, aha, that's funny. Yeah, Beeson's going to Omaha. No, it's happening. And you guys are going too. Starting what, Wednesday? You'll be there in Omaha?
Yeah, we're going Wednesday. We're going Wednesday.
It's a little dangerous. It's a little early. I'm just saying. It's a little dangerous.
I'm just looking around here. So, you know, when we did the announce for Circus Survivor and Circa Million, we went five wide.
And yes, it was a bit controversial.
It was.
It was a little controversial.
That chair, I came down to validate we threw that chair out, that middle chair. You got stuck in that chair sometimes during this last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And you're the biggest guy in here, and it made you look little. But when Jeff Benson went in there, it was terrible.
It was bad.
Nicole sends me a text like, you got to fix this. I looked, yeah. But it looks like the chair's gone.
I will say I had Jeff on the show on Saturday, the Saturday following, just me and Jeff one-on-one. Now, look, I am 6'6", so I kind of tower over most humans. But he looked much better on the VSiN weekend morning. We righted the wrong a little bit there.
Very good.
That wasn't fair.
That was not good.
A child.
So we're on our way to Omaha on Wednesday. That's right.
Who's gonna be there?
Oh, we got a big crew.
No. I don't care. I mean, I do care. I care about all my Circa family and VSiN family. I don't care. I really don't care. Who's going to be there? Who's winning this weekend?
I like North Carolina.
I do too.
I like North Carolina a lot.
I ask you something? Because you follow the sport. I know Wilbo said he was watching it. So I was looking down here at your odds board. So the way the bracket breaks down, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, yep, all on the same side. UNC's just kind of hanging out over there. Plus 675 here at Circa.
Oh, they got FSU on that side too, though.
Yeah, but I mean, but we'll get there. We beat them 3 out of 4 times. Shouts to Matt Grissom. Gave me a little nugget there. But when I look at it, I'm like, I texted our guy Jensen Lewis, who, by the way, he'll be on the call of UNC starting tomorrow, bright and early, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And I said, 675, should I take a little stab? He said, absolutely. So I think after the show, I'm going to walk down to the counter. I might take a little 675 on the Tar Heels.
What's crazy is when you look at all 16 teams going into the Super Regionals this weekend, the second and third favorites are playing each other in the Supers.
Right.
And one of them's getting knocked out no matter what. So if you think LSU is going to go on, okay, LSU is going to win. But then when you look at the side, This is a tough deal. I want to focus on the other side, and I like North Carolina. What are they, a -400 favorite to get through Supers?
Yeah, they're playing. UNC? I was literally
just looking at it before.
I had it
show.
On the tip of my tongue. I'm sure someone out there, Grissom's probably yelling at us through his television screen right now. Arizona,
yeah.
That's right. Arizona comes to UNC tomorrow. So that starts tomorrow. By the way, get your bets in now just before you forget. So, yeah, we've got the graphic there. Actually, that is a different graphic, so we will not put that on the air. But, yes, that's going to be a fun one, no doubt, and you guys will be out there. And Banksy, I heard you're not going. You would have been in charge of the Jello shots.
Yeah, I was ready. I was going to even help make them, but no, I have a wedding. One of my 5 this summer.
Oh, you're beginning your wedding tour?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not really happy about it.
What are you, 27?
But this is like, this is like the next generation. We have all these 30-year-olds that have these weddings all summer long. And they tie up, they burn all their vacation chasing weddings. They also burn all their money doing it, which is a whole nother story. But now you're on the next generation.
Your friend's kids?
He's upset because the Summer of Banksy tour is now the Summer of Banksy's wedding tour. Yeah. He doesn't get to go where he wants to go this year.
All your friends and your customers' kids haven't.
Kids are having a lot of second marriages. And one of my friends marriages. Who is my age is getting married for the first time. So I've got to make that one.
Holy smokes.
I usually just want to send the money and be good with it.
Yeah. Where do you got to go?
Utah, Canada twice. And San Diego.
Ooh, okay. That looks pretty good. All right. Stay a little longer there.
We're off and we're staggering it. So it's like we've got, I think we've got like a couple people going Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got another like 15 people going Wednesday. Another 15 people going Thursday. And it's kind of staggered all the way until I'm on the last batch coming home on Monday. I'm going Wednesday to Monday. You were on the schedule. You were coming back on Sunday.
On Sunday.
But then think about what happened here. This is unbelievable. Sometimes, you know, life, you know, throws you something. You got to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think both Wilbo and I didn't realize that this was on our bucket list. But we both uniquely got asked to be judges for the cheeseburger contest on Sunday.
Yep.
So you were leaving, and now we gotta be judges on the Smashburger Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks asked us to put us up on the big pedestal on Sunday to be a cheeseburger judge.
I'm pretty sure it's me, you, Matt Rule, head coach in Nebraska, and Brennan Stye, who's the assistant AD who played for the Steelers, and is now the AD for Nebraska. So I'm pretty sure those are four out of the however many judges they have.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, Cam Ross was asking why he couldn't be part of it. I go, come on. There's no authenticity unless you have a little beef
man. What are we talking about here? It's Omaha Steaks.
We got the crew here in studio. Wilbo Banksy, Derek Stevens, owner, CEO of Circa and Circa Sports, headed to Omaha, where we'll be doing live shows starting on Thursday. We'll have JVT and Stormy show. We'll have Follow the Money all throughout the end of the week. Yeah, we got a little graphic here. Road trip in there to the College World Series. So it's going to be exciting. Live from Rocco's. And I was telling Bill Ady this a little bit earlier today. You know, we got the infamous whiteboard of all eight teams that go and who has the most jello shots. The record happened 2 years ago, over 68,000 jello shots consumed by LSU fans, and they'll be there again. But I did think that like either VSIN or Circa Sports need to have some sort of tally. Maybe can't get on the main board, but I don't know. My money would be on Circa, Circa.
We wouldn't come in last even if we got put in with all the other colleges. We still wouldn't come in last. You know, we only have 30 of us. We wouldn't come in last.
I like that. I like the confidence.
But let's pull this up. Let's look at our odds right now on the Jello shots. Let's pull up all super regionals.
Okay.
Let's take a look at this. Aside from a baseball perspective,
we're gonna make some odds here. Well, I would say this, and no knock to surname State, Murray State. I would think if the Racers get to Omaha, I would say the Murray State Duke winner probably odds on to finish last place in the Jello shots. Fair?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, is Arizona going to travel if they pull an upset? I don't know.
That's true. So we got the regions break down this way. Arizona, UNC.
UNC is a minus 800 Jello shot winner if they make it.
The whole thing?
No, if they make it.
Okay, yeah. We've got Miami versus Louisville. Louisville. Oh, Miami's not traveling. Louisville will be there. Florida State, Oregon State.
Florida State. I think Florida State will absolutely go. And they got some baseball fans.
Yeah, when you handicap Jello shots, you're actually handicapping pitching as well because you have to have longevity. You can't get knocked out by Sunday or Monday. Or you got no shot.
Coastal Carolina versus Auburn. Look, you got an SEC program in there, but the folks from Conway, they can put them down.
Yeah, they're not, you know, this isn't the first time they'd be there either.
No, right. They won the title in 2016.
Exactly.
Yeah.
West Virginia LSU. Now look, LSU is on another level of drinking capabilities, but if the boys from Morgantown get there, that could be a raucous environment there to bring Country Roads to Omaha.
Yeah, I mean, they were like the number one party school when I was a graduating senior in high school. So I know those guys can drink. They can definitely drink.
Tennessee, Arkansas? That'll be a good one. Winner of that, no matter what.
No matter what.
Great fan base. 100%. Longevity from both of those teams.
I would say the Jello shot favorite will be the winner of that Super Regional.
Ooh, LSU, though. They come ready. They come
high.
They're
the record holders.
Yeah. 68,000 2 years ago.
How many?
68,000.
Jesus. Can't even guess how many people came in here.
And VEASAN set up right there. Right there.
In the Jello shot live room. Shots.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's going to be quite the adventure for all involved. Hey, folks, just a reminder, this segment brought to you by our friends over at Winner's Circle Proxy. If you need a contest proxy, you can trust the experienced team at Winner's Circle Proxy, VSIN's preferred proxy partner. Find out more, head on over to winnerscircleproxy.com. Also, we've got a little promo going, so make sure to check it out, winnerscircleproxy.com/VSIN. So we got so much to get to. And we're going to keep you guys for another segment before tip-off of Game 1 of the NBA Finals. We get some news and the latest from behind the counter on the NBA Finals Game 1. But I always like to do this, Derek. When does the sweat begin? 467 entries into Circa Survivor. Just an overlay of $14.533 million.
Yeah, we're pacing okay right now. I guess you know, not sweating it out too much. Let's get past the end of June and see kind of where we're at.
Much more with the crew. They're going to hang out for another segment. We got to talk some baseball. We got to talk a little NBA Finals. Got to get Banksy's thoughts on what we saw last night. Connor McJesus getting Game 1. Leon Draisaitl 4-3 Oilers win. A whole lot to get to with the crew. Stick around. It is VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We're counting down to the start of Game 1 of the NBA Finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. A whole lot to get to. The crew is here. It feels good. It feels like football season is upon us, and in ways it is.
It's like 13 weeks till the Thursday night NFL.
Oh, yeah. We're getting ready.
13 weeks.
Yeah, not too bad way to start. Cowboys and Eagles won't be too shabby. August 23rd. No one's counting down, no big deal. Week zero, college football. We've got four games on the schedule there. Game in Ireland, game on the island. But a whole lot to get to with the crew here. Before we move forward, because we got to talk hockey with Banksy. We got to get some baseball thoughts. We got Slotapalooza, which apparently we've got to discuss. But, Derek, what are we seeing here at Circa right now, out to 10 in favor of the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yeah, House needs the Pacers today plus the 10. We've seen OKC money throughout the day. I mean, we were at 9, went to 9.5, went to a 10. So now we're hanging 10, looking for a little bit of Pacer money to come back.
Anything on the total worth noting? 230, I believe, is where you're at.
We're at 229 and a hook. We could use the under.
Okay, all right. So that's where we're sitting there. Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Circa sits at OKC minus 10. They've been bet up from 9 to 10, 9.5. You guys were one of the last 9.5s out there in the market. That went to 10 during our show here, and then 229. So a little bit of under money looks like came in here on that one. What we saw last night, gentlemen, goodness gracious, that was a lot of fun, Banksy and Wilbo. Both of you guys, hockey guys. Game 2 right now, Oilers minus 122. When we look at where we are at that series price, Oilers go from around minus, I think you guys closed like minus 129. At least that's where you were over the weekend. Now it's minus 210. Banksy, Panthers going to come back in this one, or do you think it's the Oilers now?
I don't know how it's going to go tomorrow, but good chance the Panthers might pull it out. But the way McJesus is playing, and it seems like he saved it up this year. Like, he wasn't a top scorer. He never got hurt or anything, but he never really kind of put – a few games I saw, wasn't trying that hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this guy's waiting for the playoffs. And now he is skating 200 miles an hour faster than any other guy on the ice. And all the other guys are just with him. You know what I mean? Like, they're following him. They're playing great hockey, and Florida is a good team. They might be a little tired.
It's third straight Stanley Cup final.
And they also were getting – I watched that first period. They were banging them to death. Every chance they touched the puck, they were hitting them. Kane, I think Kane and what's his name?
Corey Perry.
Corey Perry are going to be the difference because they're going to pound those guys. It's constantly hitting them, constantly hitting them. And it's going to wear on the defensemen on Florida, and they can't afford it.
You could see it with Ekblad on that game yesterday. He was taking lot of hits. He was getting mad at Kane nonstop. You could see the pressure they were putting on the Panthers D all throughout that whole entire game.
I'm going to take Edmonton to win it. I don't know. I see 4-2.
Okay.
4-2 games.
Here at Circa, if you think the Oilers win in six or less, -1.5 on the series spread, you guys are at even money. So if you think the Oilers will get this thing done rather promptly from here on out, -1.5 games, even money. Series price is at -210. What do you think, Banksy? Or Wilbo, excuse me.
Yeah, I think going into this series, I've always thought it's going to be a 7-game series.
Okay.
I don't think last night changed that for me whatsoever. I mean, you mentioned it. You know, you say they're tired, but this is their third Stanley Cup Finals. I don't think that team in Florida is worried. I think, pressure's on a little bit. You know, they're down a game. I absolutely think that they can win the next game. I think it's going to be an absolute battle. I personally want the Oilers to win. I want to see McDavid get one. I want to see McDavid get a lot of them. He's just so much fun to watch. I think he deserves it. Everyone saw the clip of him in the locker room at the end of the series on that one show on Amazon. I forgot what the name of the show was, but everyone saw that. I think this team wants to win one for McDavid and, just for, Draisaitl, two of the best players in the game. But they are going up against a tough opponent who's done it already. They got Marchand on that team, Kachuk. These guys are absolute bangers when it comes to playing big-time games. It's going to go 7, in my opinion. But I do see Oilers winning in 7.
Right now at Circa, Oilers in 7, +402. Derek, what's any particular need for the house for this series or futures-wise?
Yeah, futures-wise, house needs Florida.
Okay.
I think Edmonton's been the sexier story, though. I continue to be amazed every time Edmonton plays here, just behind us, how many Edmonton Oilers fans there are.
Really?
Just coming in here. Obviously, it was the one series against the Golden Knights. I understand that. But in this last series, it was unbelievable. So a lot of Edmonton fans here, and they put their money down.
All right. Tarik Skubal. This dude is it's not too shabby. And I felt bad for Mitch Moss. I don't know if you heard about Mitch's slightly bad beat regarding wins in the month of May.
Yeah, I mean they pulled him early. And yeah.
I also don't feel bad because he had a free roll in Florida and won over $100,000. So I don't feel terrible regarding that. Your Tigers, man. You think about it. It's crazy. Last year at the deadline, the discussion was, do the Tigers trade Skubal? They don't. They go on the run. They get to the postseason, make a little bit of a run there. And now, record-wise, they're the best team in baseball. I mean, this is the turnaround we've seen on this Detroit Tigers team, Derek, has to be just making you smile ear to ear almost every night.
Oh, it is. It's a fun team to watch. It's, from August and September last year and then the quick playoff run they had, it's amazing to see what Comerica Park looks like. It reminds me of the days, 15, 20 years ago when Comerica was packed every night. The energy in downtown Detroit is amazing. It helps. They've got a great announcing crew. Jason Benetti's doing it.
Oh, Benetti's the best.
They ran into, lightning in a bottle, running into this old utility man in Andy Dirks, who's become an unbelievable color guy. This combination of Benetti and Dirks might be one of the best out there. And Detroit's fired up, and they're playing great. I mean, over 40 wins so far, only team with 41 wins. Really, really amazing. Amazing run. So A.J. Hinch, I liked him. He's got to be right in the mix for Manager of the Year. Skubal's got to be the favorite for Cy Young.
He's odds on.
And then, you've got a handful of players having some great, great years.
So you guys are also partnered up with the Chicago Cubs. I know you were at Wrigley. There's nothing better, in my opinion, than going to a Wrigley Friday matinee. It is awesome. If you haven't been, I highly recommend it. You were there last Friday. Right now, your Cubbies, or the Cubbies that you are partnered up with, are beating my Nationals, unfortunately. But the Cubs are having a hell of a season, too.
Yeah, I mean, they went from, I remember doing interviews before the season started, and they were plus money on will they win the NL Central.
Yep.
And I just did a show there on Friday on Marquee, and I think the Cubs were minus 400 to win the NL Central. I mean, it's a big, big move that that took place. So, yeah, Cubs are great. Boy, that city's fired. How about PCA, too? I mean, you got MVP chance out of PCA. It's crazy. It's awesome.
His mom was the mom in Little Big League.
What?
Yes.
I miss that story.
Pete Crow Armstrong's mom, I believe, was the mom of the kid who was the manager of the Twins. Yeah. Look that story up. All right. Tell me about Slotapalooza. What is this?
Well, we're going to try to break an all-time record here.
All right.
And we thought we were going to go out to Guinness and try to do that. That was like too much hassle. We thought, now we're just going to have fun doing this. So on this particular date, I mean, we were in the meetings on this all day. When is it? It's like
the 19th, Saturday, July 19th.
Saturday, July 19th. We have 1,312 slot machines inside of Circa.
Okay, 1,312.
So we decided to come up with a T-shirt called the 1,312 Club. You know, I mean, the Cubs could do 120 days, right? We could do the 1,312. Sure. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to do like the biggest slot pull ever. So there's events. We're giving away like $5,000 every 90 seconds or something like that on these hot seats during this 1 hour period in the afternoon. There's events all weekend. You were in most of the meeting. What else we got?
Yeah, no, I believe it's 500 every 15 seconds.
There we go.
500 every 15 seconds.
You're giving out $500 every 15 seconds?
For 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes.
Yep, we're going to have an open bar from 7 to 9 p.m. On this Saturday.
So that's $15,000 in 15 minutes.
Correct. Open bar for 2 hours during this whole entire thing. And when I say open bar, that means beer, it means well cocktails, but that means every bar on this casino floor besides Vegas Vicky's.
Okay.
Every single bar is
every
open bar.
And how do you be a part of this?
You show up.
You just show up.
You just show up.
Everything is free except Vegas Vicky's from a booze standpoint.
Well, and you got to put some your own money in the machines.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. But still. Wow. Man, and July 19th?
Well, we're trying to do something. You know, middle of July, we're coming up with an idea. This one, you know, it might work. It might work.
Hey.
I think it's good.
2 hour open bar.
Money and booze. I think you'll get some people. And maybe they'll sign up for Circa Survivor at Circa Millions. By the way, you know, another Oscar-worthy performance by me, I might add. You know, no big deal.
Very true.
Yeah. Pointed up at the clouds. There wasn't anything in the clouds. I mean, that's acting right there. Wilbo, Banksy, Derek Stevens, the owner and CEO of Circa and Circa Sports. It is VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Moments away from tip between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. And you heard it from Derek Stevens. The house will be cheering for the Indiana Pacers tonight. Catching 10 here at Circa. So the house will be pulling for the underdog in this one, as we've seen the number go up from 9 to 10 throughout the week since this number ultimately got announced. A tip-off about 10 minutes away there in Oklahoma City of game one of the NBA Finals. And we say goodbye to the crew. Welcome back in to Matt Eumanns, who joins us back here on the desk as we get you ready for the start of this game, Matt. And you and I both don't have any pregame bets on this one. So we will be sitting here, as we always do, looking for an in-game angle.
I have a pregame bet.
What you got?
Huh? I'm doing like the Chris Collinsworth slide in here with you at the beginning of the broadcast, right?
Yeah.
I've got under 231.5. Not a big bet, but I did play under 231.5.
Oh, okay.
I put that up on the VSim Pro page yesterday. Talked about in the Follow the Money show with Mitch and Paul yesterday. I don't typically play a lot of totals, but if this closed 231.5 tonight, it was going to be the highest total in any NBA Finals game since 1990. Just on principle, I wanted to play under 231.5. That's where the number peaked in the market. And also, I feel like there are a lot of trends to point to the first half under tonight. A lot of strong trends to point to the first half under. I know Wes Reynolds did play that tonight, first half under. Talked with him earlier today. He's optimistic about the Pacers in the series, believe it or not.
Is he?
But he did play the first half under. I agree with that, too. So
You've got an OKC team that's been off for over a week, Tim. Maybe take the Thunder a little bit while to get up to speed. Also, what happens a lot of times when you have game one of the finals, these teams feel each other out a little bit in the first half. The Pacers are going to have trouble with this OKC D. And there's a lot that the Thunder do on defense going to be problematic for the Pacers. They're going to have to figure out how they can execute in their half-court offense. They're not going to get as many fast break opportunities and points off turnovers as they did in the series against the Knicks. If you look at the stats in the series against the Knicks, the Pacers pummeled the Knicks in points off turnovers. They're not going to be able to do that typically against OKC very often. Also, I just feel like you got nerves to factor into it too. These are two teams that have not been on this big stage before, and I would be surprised if they come out firing and putting up big numbers here in the first half. I think these teams probably get off to a bit of a slow start. It's never fun to bet an under, right? Because you got to sit here and root for missed shots. And every time a team goes to the free throw line, you hate it because it's clock stopped and there's points scored. It drives me crazy. This might be the only total I bet in this series. But when it did hit 231.5, I went ahead and played it under. It's like a half unit type of bet for me tonight.
Well, it's certainly heading into the game, Matt. You've got CLV, and that's all that matters, right? In the name in betting. 229.5 is where we sit.
Let me throw
this
at you. Okay, yep. So the Pacers are the number one 3-point shooting team in the playoffs at 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Second best offensive efficiency rating in the playoffs, 117.7 points per 100 possessions. Tim, you know that the Pacers are not going to hit those numbers tonight against this OKC defense, right?
No. Yeah, I would agree with that. And that's why, you know, you mentioned it, how Oklahoma City has not been shooting the ball exceptionally well throughout this NBA postseason. And that's what I think is so damn scary about the Oklahoma City Thunder, is that they have not been this massively proficient shooting team, but they come at you in so many different ways, have so many different options to go to. And you saw what they're capable of at the peak of their powers. I mean, the game four win at Minnesota, and I know Minnesota covered that game, but Ant in that performance, did not go nuts. But the role players played so well for Minnesota, and they still came up short because Jalen Williams played well. Obviously, SGA had a big game. So that's why ultimately, and look, I know so many of us have undervalued the Pacers. I didn't think they really stood that much of a shot against the Cavs. I didn't have a great feel in the Eastern Conference Finals. The only bet I had was over 5.5 games prior to the start of the series. This Pacers team is more than worthy of being here. They're as deep as any team in the league here. But ultimately, for me, I think home court and just the ability to come at you from a defensive standpoint, that's why ultimately I bet OKC minus 2.5 games in this series. And heading into tonight, I think I would look a little bit more towards, as you mentioned, the numbers to start the show, more towards the favorite in this particular spot than the dog.
Yeah, let's see how it unfolds and what type of opportunities we get with live betting when this game tips off, because, yeah, the number is going to close at 10, but as you and I know, within 5 minutes, the number is going to fluctuate one way or the other. It's going to be 7, it's going to be 13.5, 14, who knows. That's why I'm not racing to the window here to bet this pregame. I do think we're going to find some opportunities here on live betting tonight to get involved on the side. You said I got the total under 231.5, who knows, Tim. Within 5 minutes, the live total might be up to 240. You know, that's why.
Hopefully not.
I don't like to take a big stance in NBA games pregame typically unless I love something.
Sure.
You know, unless you have a situation like they had the T-Wolves as 3.5-point home underdogs in game three to the Thunder, who were up 2-0 in the series. I thought that was a great pregame bet. Tonight, again, we mentioned the trend we talked about at the start of the show. And all great trends come to an end. Let trends be your friend, whatever you want to say. Game one of the NBA Finals, underdogs, past 20 years, 2-18 straight up, 3-17 against the spread. That's since 2005. And underdogs of more than 5 points, 0-12 straight up, 1-11 ATS. That's not a positive thing for the Pacers if you look at that trend. But again, trends to me are more talking points than anything and something to just keep in mind. When you're handicapping a game, wouldn't necessarily scare me off the Pacers. Now, if you combine that with bet percentages that tell you that the betting public is all over the Pacers tonight, That would be bad news for the underdog. That would be kind of like double jeopardy, double trouble for the underdog tonight. If the betting public's all over the dog, and the trends show the dog has been run over here in the last 20 years in game one. So I don't typically like to jump in much in game one of a series. You know it. We've talked about this a lot. You can find better spots and better angles throughout a series, game two, game three, game four, as the series goes on. I feel like in game one, you're sort of guessing what's going to happen here.
Since 1967, there have been 16 NBA finals where the series underdog was plus 250 or higher. The 04 Pistons, the only of the other 16 to win that series. The other 15 were won by the favorite in six games or less. And Matt, something you mentioned on Monday, how about the success we've seen from Oklahoma City against the Eastern Conference this year? 29-2 straight up, 23-6-2 against the spread. Here we
That's insane.
Folks. Chet Holmgren and Pascal Siakam, or actually, excuse me, Miles Turner, I apologize, there in the center court, and we are underway. The NBA Finals in Oklahoma City, Thunder and Pacers underway in front of a raucous environment where Oklahoma City, their fans always listen to directions. They're wearing their shirts. They all wear their
it's
shirts there out. At Oklahoma City.
White out in OKC tonight. That's going to be a brick from the top of the key. And Pacers fall behind 2-0 1 minute into the game. 2 points per minute, Tim. That's going to be an underpace.
No, live number out to 232.5, Matt. You can nope, back to 230.5. We're just going to be doing this. We're going to be monitoring second by second the spread, though.
We'll talk about how I played this series. You say when you have a huge favorite like this, and by the way, it's Circa, the number of the series price had dropped to minus 675. At DraftKings, it was minus 700 plus 500. And at Circa, it was minus 675. Circa took sharp money on OKC in the series. It was up to minus 750 right before tip-off. So how do you bet a series with a minus 750 favorite if you think the favorite's going to win? You bet the favorite to win in five games, in six games, or in seven games. You bet the exact result. So I took OKC in six at plus 450, OKC in five at plus 500. Actually, Circa closed that OKC in seven at plus 535. So price went up a little bit, or plus 550, right around there.
Man, I tell you what, Matt.
You think it's more going to be OKC in five, I think.
I do.
And the popular opinion on this network, if you listen to it, most people think it's going to be OKC in five.
Yep.
I'll say right off the bat here, you can see how the OKCD has caused the Pacers a lot of problems on the first few possessions
yeah.
here.
That defense already swarming. 2 minutes in, no points yet for the Pacers. Total, Matt, down to 226.5. Hey, folks, start your day with an edge and a game plan. The VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast is your first look at the day's betting lines, sharp action, and market movement. In just 15 minutes, you'll get everything you need to know to make smarter wagers and stay ahead of line moves all before your morning coffee is gone. Hosted by VSiN's team of trusted betting experts, the Daily Morning Bets podcast is fast, focused, and built for bettors like you. Listen to the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast, wherever you get your podcast, or get it on the VSiN Watch app. The Thunder out to a 7-0 lead. They're now 13.5-point favorites. We're 2.5 minutes in to the NBA Finals.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Ride the roller coaster, boys and girls, because here come the Indiana Pacers. Once down, 7-0, Matt. We're tied at 10 with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Pacers and Thunder. The total had dipped down to 223.5 on the live number. Now sits at 228.5. Spread Thunder minus 10. And a half. So we've played about 5 minutes of game one of the NBA Finals, Matt. We're essentially where we were to start the game because the Thunder and Pacers are tied at 10 apiece.
Yeah, 3-point shooting is combined 3 for 8 for the teams, with the Thunder 2 for 4. Pacers really had a lot of problems there initially offensively, and then they got on track after they fell behind 7-0. So getting right back in the game. Live total got, or the live line got as high as 13.5, like you mentioned. The total was dipping to the low 220s. Now it's back up to 228.5. Money line for the Thunder right now, minus 475, still consistent with a 10-point favorite. So, Tim, it was looking like a disastrous start for the Pacers, and it only took them a couple minutes to recover from that. Like you said, we're back to 10-10 with 7:07 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, the defense was phenomenal there for Oklahoma City, but the Pacers able to get some buckets. Pascal Siakam, your Eastern Conference Finals MVP, 2 of 2 from the field. He's got 4 points, 1 assist, and 1 rebound. Nothing yet from Tyrese Haliburton. He does have an assist and a rebound, Matt. No points for Tyrese Haliburton. As for the Oklahoma City Thunder, his over-under today on points at DraftKings went off at 33.5. SGA has 5 points here to start this game. I believe, Matt, he was a minus 3,500 favorite to lead the series in scoring. He does lead the series in scoring with 5.
I mean, you're going to be really surprised if he does not lead this series in scoring. That's one thing I wouldn't bet against. At DraftKings, the most bet player prop for game one tonight, how about Tyrese Haliburton under 17.5 points? Does that surprise you a little bit? Because typically those who bet player props love to bet yes
love unders
and overs.
Or overs, excuse me.
And under 17.5 for Haliburton, and he is scoreless so far in 5 minutes on the floor.
I would say you said it's the most bet from a tickets or money standpoint.
I don't know. DraftKings just reports the most bet player prop. Is under
that does. If it's
half,
the most bet from a ticket standpoint, I would say I'm surprised.
I'm just guessing number of bets is what they're basing that on.
Yeah, I would agree with that. By the way, you can always tweet the show. I'm at 1TimMurray. He's at Matt Humans247. So 10-10 is the score right now. 7:07 to go in the opening quarter. You can also bet live player props over at DraftKings. And right now, the over-under for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has grown to 35.5. So it's moved up just a little bit. And the Ty Haliburton total, which was 17.5, like you mentioned, Matt, now down to 14.5. So if you think Halliburton's going to get it going as the game goes on, maybe now's the time to strike. But, you know, it's funny. As we watch that opening 5 minutes unfold, yeah, you pointed it out. You could have hit over 223.5. Still might go under that number, but you also could have got Pacers at plus 13.5, which is what you pointed out. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is going to be time to get a better number, and you could have got a better number, 2 minutes into the game?
I was going to say 2 or 3 minutes into the game, you can grab 13.5 for the Pacers. That's why, you know, a lot of times I'm not running to the window or jumping on the app right away to bet these games pregame, unless you really love a spot. Like I said, the T-Wolves at home in game 3 was one of those spots for me. We're back underway here, tied at 10, under 7 minutes to go in the game. I do want to mention this, Tim, while it's still early in the basketball game. Hopefully nobody takes a bad beat on this game tonight, as worse or as bad as the D-backs and the Braves game today. All right, so we wanted to mention this during the show at some point. D-backs beat the Braves 11-10. What a great time to jump on Arizona and the live betting market. Down 10-4 going to the ninth inning today. When you look back at the baseball season, this is going to be one of the 10 worst beats of the entire season. I don't think there's any doubt about it. The Braves were leading 10-4 going to the ninth today and blew it. Lost the game 11-10. If you bet the Braves today, you have to be absolutely sick with baseball betting. Tim, I'd be willing to wager that when the season's over, we got a long way to go in this season, that's going to be one of the 10 worst beats of the season.
The Atlanta Braves here at Circa went off as a minus 146 favorite, Matt. And if you had the run line, you had plus 147. Your feet are back. You're counting your money. You're not even watching that ninth inning.
It's over.
10-4. 7 runs in the top of the ninth inning. That is, that is as bad as it gets from that standpoint. I mean, look, there's going to be some bad total losses with just brutal, you know, with the ghost runner BS there in extra innings. But that is as bad as it comes from a side standpoint. Up 10-4 at home, Matt. Okay.
If you take a beat like that on the Braves, you don't want to bet baseball for a month.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, that was as bad as it gets. 12-10 is where we sit right now. A lot of misses coming in.
You know, we just had, while we were talking there, 2 more minutes run off the game clock with 2 points scored. That's it.
221.5 is now where we sit on this total. So think about it, folks. As we had gone to 223.5, I missed it. It got back to 228.5. Since we've returned in 2 minutes of action, as you pointed out, we've had 2 points, and the total has dropped from 228.5 down to 220.5 here in game number one. It has not been pretty hoops.
I was hoping this is the way it was going to be. This, you're talking about a Thunder team with a layoff of more than a week and the Pacers on the road. All the nerves and everything that play into the first game of the NBA Finals for two young teams like this. And also, you've got an OKC defense that's going to be hard for the Pacers to figure out in this series. And it's never going to be more difficult for the Pacers to figure it out than it is in the first half of game one, right? The first time you see it in live action. And I mentioned Wes Reynolds played the first half under tonight. I believe he got that, 113? I think first half under 113. I played under 231.5 for the game. And we are sitting at 14-10 now with just under 5 minutes to go.
We're going to get some free throws here for Oklahoma City and or a bucket here for Oklahoma City. I beg your pardon. So 14-10 now as SGA is able to knife through that Pacers defense and get the bucket. We mentioned the betting splits prior to the start of the game, and they were leaning towards, at least at DraftKings, taking the underdog in the Indiana Pacers. Derek did say that they will be cheering for the Pacers in this one. So different books looking differently as we get a break in the action, 14-10, Matt. So once again, if you head on over to VSiN.com, one of the many things we have to offer our VSiN Pro subscribers are those exclusive betting splits courtesy of both Circa and DraftKings, and you could check out what we have to offer for as little as $9.99. We've got write-ups right now on the website looking at the French Open, courtesy of Zach Cohen. We've got player props. We've got plenty of write-ups on the Stanley Cup from Jonathan Davis, so that is where you need to check it out. Check it out for as little as $9.99. 14-10, Matt, is the score right now. 220.5 is the total, down about 9 points from close and the peak of the market, which is the number you grabbed, 231.5. So already 7 minutes into this game, we've seen a movement of around 11 points to the under. As for the point spread, still kind of hanging out where we closed. We closed at 10, and right now 10.5 juiced towards the Thunder as they lead 14-10.
Yeah, the Pacers need to get things going here offensively, and I think that's part of the reason Rick Carlisle called this early timeout, settle things down. They're really out of sync offensively. And then that defensive possession there, Tim, SGA just cut right down the heart of the lane and not one defender picked him up. So I think that's a smart timeout by Carlisle. You got some things you got to sort out on the offensive end, and that's just a defensive breakdown that can't happen. But again, the Pacers not in bad shape here. They have not played well early in the game, and they're only down 14-10 because the way they played here with 10 points on the board, with less than 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, there's a chance that OKC could have really opened up a big lead, and that's not the case. Like you said, the live number, right where we started, 10.5, basically, 10.5. Total has dropped. This has been the big thing, though. Total dropping about 9 or 10 points here to 221 and 14-10 just under 5 minutes ago. Tyrese Halliburton's going to have to get going. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about this in previous series. Halliburton's got the potential to put up a triple-double. He can look like an NBA All-Star, legit star. The other nights, he disappears. He's a ghost. He's been a ghost early in this game, and if the Pacers are going to hang in this thing, he's going to have to show up.
His live player prop total with 0 points so far, Matt, has dipped from 17.5 down to 13.5. So if you do think Tyrese Halliburton's going to turn it on, maybe now's the time. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander closed 33.5 to the over, Matt. It's already moved 4 points. SGA already with 9 points in this game. So his over-under for game one sitting at 37.5. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, 14-10. Thunder with the lead over the Indiana Pacers. Total has dipped from a close of 229.5 to 221.5. Thunder, a 10.5-point favorite in game one right now over the Pacers. That's Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. Much more to come. It is VSiN Primetime.